Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coming up, let's talk about all of the behind the scenes and sometimes in front of the cameras, just the worst injuries on Mythbusters.
You know what? I think one of the worst injuries that we ever encountered on Mythbusters was...
Welcome, MythFits.
Hello, MythFits, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Carrie Byron, and...
I am Tori Bellegi, and we have a great podcast for you today. I'm excited about this podcast today because this was something that would happen quite often on the set of MythBusters, and that was during the show, all of us would get injured.
All right, so the reason that we're doing this episode, let's be honest here, is because if you're just listening on audio, you don't know this. But if you're watching video, you can tell that Tori's got a humdinger of a black eye right now. Like a full black eye. And I feel like we need to discuss this.
I have not had a shiner since, like, I can't even remember the last time I had a black eye. And, you know, I always thought it was dangerous on the set of MythBusters. And I thought, you know, now that we're not filming the show anymore, the days of getting injured are over. But... The other night, I was putting my daughter to bed, and she was just, like, hyped up, and she wanted to wrestle. And I was like, all right, let's wrestle, but then it's time for bed. And so she's just climbing all over me, and I'm, like, you know, on the bed. And then she lifted her head up fast and cracked me right here on the corner of my eyebrow. And it was, like, it hurt so bad that I was asking her, I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm okay.
I'm just fine.
And then I go, and so I was like, wow, that one really hurt. And I go into the living room, and my wife is just like wide-eyed, and she's like, what happened? I had this huge, like, mouse growing on my eyebrow. I look like a UFC fighter. And then the next morning, I woke up, and my eye was sealed shut, completely black and blue.
I mean, it's like, have you ever dropped an iPhone just perfectly so, like, it gets just the corner and then the whole thing shatters?
Yeah.
I feel like that happened to some sort of, like, vein that just exploded blackness into your eye, because it actually looks way better now. We skipped a podcast because we're like, nobody wants to look at that.
Well, it's gotten much better. But, yeah, the next day it was completely shut and I was, like, trying to open it up, and then... The following day, like, all that blood from the top of my forehead drained down into, like, my eye. And then I had this gnarly, disgusting black and blue eye bag. It was. And everywhere I would go, people would just give me these stares like, ugh.
Like, are you okay? What have you been up to? What bar fight?
I started wearing my sunglasses because every time I would go somewhere in public, people would look at me like, what the heck's up with this guy? And the crazy thing is if I would look at them, they would all be like, hi there. Like, Like, they would be super nice. Like, I'm some violent, like, fighter that I'm like, don't look at me wrong. I'm going to fight you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. If you've got a black eye, you look like you're kind of tough, right?
Right. Which I'm not.
Possibly a positive. Like, nobody's going to mess with you. You got a black eye.
Yeah. It was
so funny.
You're
willing to throw down with
baby. Most of the men that I would, like, see in a store, if I made eye contact, they'd be like, hi, how's it going?
Yeah. Yeah. I got my butt kicked.
Don't make me mad, dude.
By a four-year-old.
I got beat up by a four-year-old.
Yeah, well, thank you for creating a theme for this episode so we can talk about injuries and stuff.
Gotta thank my daughter for that.
I feel like I got headbutted several times when Stella was little because, like, they don't know their own space. She's definitely clocked me in the face. I had a fat lip for a little while at one point because, sits up really quick, smashed me in the face. Like, it's definitely a dangerous job being a parent.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I've also done the opposite, where it's like, you know, I'm not very sporty, as I'm sure you know. I'm not really good at the ball sports.
What are you talking about, Carrie? You're the most coordinated person I know.
I'm not great at the ball sports, as they say, but I try to participate.
No, you're great at juggling balls.
Stop. Okay, anyway, I have so many times tried to throw a ball to Stella and just, like, hit her in the face. to the point where she just, like, if she sees me trying to be sporty, she, like, ducks. Like,
but wait a minute. Whose fault is that? If you're throwing it towards her face, she didn't catch it, right? I don't know.
I mean, we're talking toddler age.
You're not talking about now you're throwing the ball at her. You're talking about when she's a little kid. And her coordination wasn't very good. And so she wasn't really actually able to catch yet you're throwing balls at her face.
Yeah, I'm not playing catch these days with my daughter. She's a teenage girl. She's less interested in getting the old mitt and ball out, going back and forth. She's off on her own now. I remember we had this one vacation where I felt a little better because as my dad got older, his coordination wasn't as good. Like, he used to be a great sportsman. He was a little older. He was a little chunkier, and we had this snowball contest, and, like, he packed a snowball that was like an ice cube, and I'm pretty sure there was a brick inside it. It was just a really, really good, tight packed snowball, and my sister wasn't looking, and he just chucks it straight at her, and I had been taking pictures at the time, and I got this photo of her where the snowball's about 3 inches from her face, and she's just about to get clocked. And, like, post photo, she's crying. But she's an adult at this point. But just this look
of,
like,
didn't catch it on video. I wish you had a video of that. That would have been hilarious. Sorry, Summer. I like Summer a lot.
I do have a photo though that I send to her every now and then as a reminder of when Dad hit her in the face with a snowball, because clearly I'm the favorite.
Oh my God. Dude, that's funny. You know what? That reminds me, I think, talking of siblings, when we were kids, my brother and I, we lived on this cul-de-sac, and there was maybe about, like, six or seven other kids in the neighborhood, and we used to play this game called bike tag. So we'd all get on our bikes and we would run around, and you would hit your front tire on the person's back tire, and then that person was it. You would hit the front tire of your bike on the other person's back tire, and then they were it. And so then they would start chasing other people around. And so I remember I was chasing my friend, and we were just, like, flying, like, going so fast. And my brother, he was maybe 7 or 8 at the time, and he wasn't really paying attention, and he kind of was just going, and we crashed right into him. And he flipped over the front handlebars and landed on his face. I'm just like, oh, dude, this sucks. This is not good. He lifts his head up, and his lips are all bloody. There's all this gravel from the asphalt stuck in his mouth. And he opens his mouth, and his two front teeth are actually pushed back.
No.
And he like gets up, and he's all, is it okay? Is it bad? Like, he pops up. His teeth are sticking backwards, there's blood in his mouth, and he's all, is it bad? And we're trying to do our best to, like, not freak out, and we're like, no, it's fine, let's get to the house and get in the bathroom and let's clean it up. And so we go to the house. My friend's sister's there. She comes in with the dry paper towel and starts trying to, like, clean the bloody lip, which now he's starting to cry because of the pain. We get to the mirror, we wash his face, he looks up, and he sees both of his teeth shooting straight back, and he just loses it. He starts bawling, and we're like, oh, dude, oh, it's the gnarliest thing. And the crazy thing is, like, the next couple of days, the teeth turn black, and we thought they were going to fall out, but then they didn't, and then he just had these two front teeth going backwards until they eventually, you know, they were baby teeth, and then they finally came out. But, it was so, he was fine until he saw the mess, and then he lost it.
All right, so coming up, let's talk about all of the behind the scenes and sometimes in front of the cameras, just the worst injuries, the mishaps, all the ways that we defy death, not today, death, over and over.
I love it. Don't go away.
I am in the thick of holiday shopping right now. It's hard to figure out the right gift to get everybody, but one gift that I really like right now is Aura frames. It's like, it's just a really good gift to get for family.
I love it too, because then you can upload photos from wherever you're at. And if your whole family each has one, you can share photos from whatever you're doing so that everybody stays on top of what's going on in your life.
Yeah, you don't have to hear, where are the pictures of the grandkids? Because you can just constantly load them in. I love how it holds all the memories in just one place. So it's perfect for holiday gatherings where the family can look through old memories together. Because quite honestly, my daughter doesn't remember anything before the age of 7. So this way I can remind her how freaking awesome every Christmas previously has been.
You know what I like to do? Because each of our family members have them, I will find really horrible pictures of my brother and upload them just so everybody can see those. And we get a good laugh. It's like, oh man, I forgot how awkward he looked in high school.
That is a war you do not want to start with me, Tori. I got some real weird pictures of you.
Got some bad ones of you. Don't even start.
Share photos and videos effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. Also, guys, a gift box is included. Every frame comes packaged in a premium gift box with no price tag. So if you're already bogged down with presents, you got it already done for you.
For limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code MythBits at checkout.
That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MythBits. This deal is exclusive to our listeners, and frames sell out really fast. So order yours now and get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back, MythFits. All right, Carrie, are you ready to go down the list of some of the major injuries that occurred while we were on MythBusters?
I got to tell you, when I think back about injuries, the worst one to me, like for me, there's two actually, but the one that involves you that really, really, really bothered me is can't watch that episode where you're rappelling off of a building, right? And you rappelled right into the ledge of a window and cracked open your shin. Like that part where there's no fat and it's just bone and skin and just whoosh. Like
that was a gnarly one. We were doing Hang On. It was a Hollywood Hang On myth. And it was just to see how long you could hang on the edge of a building, because in the movies they're like acting out whole scenes as they're holding on. And so we went to this fire department testing facility. So they had this big concrete structure with open windows, and we didn't have a safety officer. The guy that we used as our safety officer was a mountain climber, you know, so he just knew how to rig us up with ropes, but he wasn't looking into what could go wrong if I fell. And as I'm hanging on, they were like, no, let's move him over right above a window, so that way we can get a high speed shot out the window as he falls through the, you know, falls down the wall.
Oh God. Oh gosh.
And
oh.
So now I'm sitting there ready to go. I'm hanging on, and this guy is letting out like 10 feet of rope. I'm like, why are you letting out so much rope? And he's like, well, your director wants you to fall. He wants to see you fall kind of a far distance. And I'm like, why? Like, there's no need. It could be 2 feet. We're just testing how long I can hang on. And so he lets out.
Yeah, the fall
this
is not the experiment.
Right.
It's the holding on is the experiment.
Yeah. And I get it, right? You want it to be dramatic to see the fall. But
well, it was.
So what happens is I fell, and this window was right below me, and my shin hit the concrete ledge of the window 10 feet below. And it was pain. I always describe this when I have this extreme pain, I see a flash of white light. I don't know what it is, but it was like, ah. And I looked down at my pants, and all of a sudden all this blood started spraying down my pant leg. And I was like, oh, I think it's broken. And because I couldn't feel it. And so they lowered me down. So the first thing I did is I stepped on it. I put all my weight on it to see if it was broken. It wasn't. Thank God, right? So then they sit me down, and the paramedics come over, and they cut open my pant leg, and they're like looking at it. And so Grant and Jesse, so you were on pregnancy leave. Grant and Jesse.
Yeah, I would have stopped that from happening.
You probably would have. You would have at least stopped the scene. Like, I get to the bottom, and they're still trying to finish the scene. Like, you know, you were able to hold on, and I'm like
what?
Going into shock, right? Because I look down, and I see it, and Jesse's like, oh, I can see the bone. Oh, yeah, you could definitely see the bone. And now I'm just going, shut up, you guys. Stop talking. I'm going to throw up. And that's when I looked down, and I could see my shin bone. And I was like, crap. I'm like, can we cut this? Like, I can't focus right now. Like, let's just stop talking. So they stick me in the car, take me to the hospital, stitch me up. And it was so gnarly. So then I take a day off. And they gave me pain pills, right? And they're like, here, take these. And I didn't want to take them because I was like, no, I don't want pills. So I had just self-medicated. I drank a bunch of red wine that night.
Much better. Yeah.
To kill the pain.
Way better than taking pain pills.
It totally worked until about like 2 a.m. when I woke up and I'm like, my shin. Oh,
and,
so
and now my head hurts so bad, I don't feel my shin. Yeah, I mean, I feel like when we were on, we had a very special chemistry, and we each had our jobs. And one of my jobs I felt was I've always been very maternal, like even before I was a mom.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. I definitely feel like I would be the one to step in and be like, no, guys, that could be dangerous. Or, hey, somebody's hurt. TV be damned. Let's take care of this right now. So
totally.
Jesse was a badass. No shade. That girl was awesome. But like,
yeah, she was like, here, give me the stitch. I'll stitch him up.
Yeah. She's like, hold on a minute. I'm just going to rub some dirt in it. Cause that's what I would do. And I would get back up and I would race a car. Like, she was just way too gnarly. You needed me. You missed me. You needed me.
I did. I needed that, somebody to go, he's falling right past a windowsill, like he's probably gonna hit that ledge there. The crazy thing is, though, the next day when we when I got back to set, the fire department was like, hey, can you do us a favor? And I was like, what's up? And so there was this big puddle of blood that had pooled on the bottom of the concrete, and they're like, could you sign the concrete next to your blood? I'm like, you guys are sick. Sure.
Was it a good, like, at that point, was it still a bright red, or had it turned into like that brown color of?
No, it oxidized. It was still pretty red because it had only been a couple of days, but that was the first time I went to the emergency room.
Really?
Well, on Mythbusters.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that surprises me. I mean, you free fell straight into the corner of a concrete building from 10 feet. Can you imagine if you tried to do that? There's no way. There's no way. Nobody would do that voluntarily.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You are the opposite of me, though. Like, you're like, oh, I don't want to take pills. When I...
Give me all the pills.
Seriously, when I... Because I broke my knee twice on Mythbusters. The first time,
I
was rushing through the shop, and I had 2 5-gallon buckets of Blissix gel. It was lunchtime. We had to get a ton of Blissix gel for the next day done, so we were on a schedule. And so I was rushing, and I slopped some out of the bucket. I slipped in it. I dislocated my knee, and that was the first time, and it was bad, and I was in a knee brace. But, like, you know, it was some urgent care. You know, we just kind of popped it back in, and I was in a knee brace and on crutches. The second time that I broke my knee on, it was a couple years later, we were doing ice myths and snow myths, but it was at
the
exact...
one when we were up in Tahoe?
It was, but we were doing shop experiments first. So
see, it's always in the shop when you're just doing mundane stuff that the injuries happen.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be, you know, it's winter time, but it's San Francisco. So, of course, it just happened to be that we were doing snow myths during a heat wave. It was, and I was dumb enough to be wearing the wrong footwear. I was walking on what was supposed to be snow, but it turned into just a big slippery ice block.
Oh,
I had Converse on. My leg went one way, my knee went the other, and it got stuck out of the socket, and I fell on it. And it busted the kneecap in a couple places where chunks came off. And this time, it was just like, it was really bad. So I ended up in workman's comp. I ended up in the hospital. Both times trying to explain, like, oh, how'd you do it? I'm like, I slipped in Blissix gel. Oh, it's a heat wave. I was walking on ice. Like, I just sound like a weirdo. But this time was the time that they put me in, like, a really hardcore knee brace. I had to get surgery. There was no... There, you know, I had to get my whole leg basically realigned, and the pieces had to go back into the kneecap. Like, it was gnarly. So I was on crutches, but, you know, the show must go on. So obviously I'm back at work, but unlike you, I was the dummy that's like, okay, I don't want to feel pain. Give me all of the pain pills. So I took them while we were filming, and I don't know if anybody else noticed, but there are a couple episodes where I am just a little off.
You're setting yourself up for like a big, like, no, we never noticed. You always seem like you were on pills.
No, I mean, I can tell you specifically because I went back and watched one when we were watching the rough drafts. And I'm like, oh, dude, I was high. Beyond the fact that my eyeballs were, you know, the so dilated, just big black, like almost my whole eye looked like it was just eyeball. But I said the weirdest stuff. We were testing to see if you wear really tight jeans on an airplane, if it could kill you because it would cut off the circulation to your legs.
So
to do this experiment, God, we were so weird. To do this experiment, we filled a bathtub up. We had pig blood going through a pair of jeans, like veins, right?
Was that Grant? Was Grant sitting in a tub for like hours in a pair of jeans?
Yeah, and yeah, to get them as tight as possible.
Right.
But then, like, we ultimately were using, like, pig blood, tons of pig blood. And I was just like, whoa, I don't know what it is, but the color of this blood is so beautiful. I just love the color of blood.
Like a vampire. It was just... And you're flying high, and then you're like, all right, hold on, I got to go use the bandsaw real quick. Let me drive that forklift, everybody. Don't worry, nothing to be alarmed about. I'm just flying high.
This was also when I told them that they could implant the RFID chip into my arm because I'm just like, sure, it sounds like a good idea to me. I am totally high on pain pills. Like, it's just crazy.
Now, one injury, one that stands out to me, like it was kind of like one of the first injuries that happened to me that I was like, okay, I'm really going to go for it on Mythbusters. Like, I'm going to go for it in this experiment was 360-degree swing set. And we set up a kid's swing set out in front of the shop, right in the parking lot. And we were just like, all of us were out there just swinging just to see how high we can go. And I was just like, gunning it. I was like, I'm going to go as hard as I can. But before I went, I laid down these judo mats because I was just like, what if I fall? I mean, I'm probably not going to. I'm probably going to swing as high as I can and then you just come down. I went past the tension of the chain. So basically, there was enough momentum that the chain was taut, but I went so high that I came backwards a little bit. So instead of swinging back down, I literally just fell straight down and the chains broke. I bit my tongue. I thought I chewed my tongue off because I couldn't feel it. And I was like, ah, but I was just so thankful that I had put the mats down because that saved me.
I mean, once again, you are in a free fall straight towards cement. Like gravity is not your friend. Like this is that was a really good experiment though, because that's when we figured out that you need the kind of centrifugal velocity that's going to keep the chain from going slack.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to fall down and hurt yourself like Tori did.
And the other thing is, this is something else that we realized after. We had a cameraman, Dave. He was a very big Australian guy. He was probably 200 pounds plus. And he had been on it in the morning and like going hard. And so there was these two S hooks that were holding the chain to the top bar. And those had like kind of opened up a little bit. And I stupidly didn't weld those hooks closed. So when I, you know, fell down, they just opened up. And that's when I hit the ground.
Well, you know, swing sets are rated for children, and you right. two are men, and Dave was a big Australian man. Like, I'm sure he stretched the S-hooks just a little bit before you even got on. You were destined to get hurt. I totally forgot about that one.
We were big, dumb children.
Crazy. Tori, so I just got back my function health scores. And
oh, yeah.
My biological age... Not to brag, I'm only 38 years old.
No way.
I sent that
right
to my...
It's all those weights you've been lifting.
I know. I was really excited to hear that I'm doing okay. I was looking at all of my biomarkers. There's so many things. And I was trying to figure out, okay, how am I doing in all these areas? Turns out I am killing it. I love having data to figure out where I need to do things. Like, oh, do I need more iron? Or how's my heart health? And like, this has been just like such a fun gift for me. So, you know, it's hard finding the perfect holiday gift. So why don't you give data? Give data for your gift. Function Health is a great gift for that. I chose Function because it's the only health platform that gives me data most people never get and the insights to start doing something about it.
Inside Function, you get access to tests over 160 plus lab tests annually for hormones, to toxins, to markers of heart health, inflammation, and stress.
For an additional fee, you can also access MRI and chest CT scans, all tracked in one secure place over time.
It's a near 360-degree view to better see what's happening in your body. That's why top health leaders like Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Andrew Huberman, and Dr. Jeremy London are all behind Function.
Own your health for $365 a year. That's $1 a day. Learn more and join by using our link, www.functionhealth.com/MythFits, or use gift code MythFits25 for a $25 credit towards your membership.
Again, that's www.functionhealth.com/MythFits or use gift code MythFits25 for a $25 credit towards your membership.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You know, there was one I remember that happened to you. We were doing boom lift catapult, and we were trying to get this old boom lift started. The engine wasn't working. So Scotty and I and you, we were all kind of tinkering it, trying to get the engine going. And the gas line had come off the engine, but the pump was still going, and it just sprayed you straight in the face. And I was like, oh, dude, we got to get you inside and get your eyes flushed, because that can't be good. And you were just like, ah. And so I like rushed you into the shop to wash out your eyes. But I just remember Scotty was like, it's just gasoline.
I know. Also, another totally badass girl. It's like, oh, so what? Funny. You got sprayed in the eyes with gasoline?
I was like, whoa, it's only gas in your eyes. Come on, harden up, Carrie.
Hold on, I can burn that right off.
Yeah.
Speaking of eyes, oh my God, do you remember we almost blinded Jamie, or he almost blinded himself? We were testing the grappling hook from the superhero movies that, like, you throw a hook shoots up
right
into like the top of a building, and then, you know, it automatically pulls you up like Batman, right? And it came, he had a device that shot the grappling hook up, but it came loose and came straight, like, right under his eye. Okay, so Jamie's device, it worked. Like,
so he shot the grappling hook and it pulled him up. He's also got that's what happened.
Okay, so Jamie's on a line. He shoots the hook up into the rafters. It works. It pulls him up because he is an awesome inventor. And then he cuts the line with a knife to get it free. And it came straight down and hit him in the face. It hit him in the face.
So just they had a harness with a rope attached to the top of the building just in case he fell, right? That was the safety line. But all of his weight was on that grappling hook line. So as soon as he cut that cable, it smacked him. I didn't remember how, like, look at his nose. It's all
I know.
It's
pretty bad.
Oh, dude.
I remember he had to see a plastic surgeon. Like, his wife was like, no, you're not messing with my man's pretty face. They got it.
Not the moneymaker.
They had to get him fixed.
Not the moneymaker.
And I'm pretty sure that all of us have, like, permanent spine and neck compression kind of injury from when we were testing the brace position.
Yeah, so this was the myth that the brace position in a plane crash would actually instantly kill you, then help you survive. The way the insurance company saw it, that it was cheaper for a wrongful death payout than years of rehabilitation if the person survived. So we set up this giant rig where we put airplane seats. You, Adam and I were the test dummies, and they raised this platform on a crane, and then Grant pulled the quick release, and it dropped us not that far, you know, maybe about 6 or 7 feet, but that was to create what it's like to be in a plane crash.
Well, yeah, it did, as if we were actually crashing. But I think we figured out that, for one, the seats, when we attached them, are rated to actually give way, and we welded them down. We made it all so much worse for ourselves. Everything was rigged
Let me clarify your memory. That is not what happened.
What happened is
there's a place where you can buy surplus stuff for airplanes. And so
the airplane graveyard, right?
Yeah. So we purchased all these rows of coach seats, attached it to this platform, and they were braced. They were all perfectly braced. But then somebody said, let's remove those because they're getting in the way of the shot. And so when the platform hit the ground, all the chairs just folded into each other. So that shouldn't have happened. They should have stayed where they were. But because somebody had removed these braces, we all just sandwiched into each other, and all of our shins just got mangled by the seat in front of us.
Okay, so it wasn't we did it wrong. It's that
somebody made a bad decision.
was that a producer?
I'm not going to name names, but I'm just saying it wasn't us. It wasn't you, and it wasn't me. That's all I can say.
Once again, it'll be better for camera if leads to some sort of injury.
Yeah.
It'll be better for camera if you're standing closer to that fire. It'll be better for camera if you fall past a window. Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to catch a theme here because there is something that we talk about called Kodak courage, which is, you know, Kodak.
For those of you who don't know what Kodak is, it's a film company that I think might have gone out of business. Let's say camera courage because people know what cameras are.
Yeah, the minute I said that, I realized it was like explaining a record to a child. They're like, what is that? Yeah, so Kodak courage is basically camera courage, that if there's a camera filming you, you're clearly not going to get hurt, which I don't know why we would believe that in this day and age, because we were filming at the same time as Jackass, and clearly they got hurt all the time with the camera on, and clearly so did we. On our list of injuries, of course, we can't skip your bike jump. We've talked about it a lot on this podcast.
They showed it a ton. Like, if I had a nickel for every time they showed that on Mythbusters, I'd be rich.
Yeah, it was like the opening scene. It's like, and Tori Belleci, bike face plant. Like, over and over. I've actually, some of my most popular social media posts are when I did a nice edit that it just was like, slam, slam, over and over and over. Because mostly because you really didn't get that hurt, which was pretty miraculous, yeah. I think.
I was more in shock.
But we haven't talked about any of Grant's injuries.
Well, he was always the smart one. He was very cautious, and he didn't get injured a lot on Mythbusters. However,
not when it was his own, not by his fault, but... Do you remember when we did a Science Channel special about the Megalodon?
The Megalodon.
Which is a prehistoric shark that apparently roamed the waters over what is the Central Valley of California now. Apparently you can find Megalodon teeth or prehistoric shark teeth just like kicking around on the ground these days because it used to be underwater. But we had to reenact what was the infamous Megalodon, where the teeth were like 6 inches wide. It had this giant jaw. What would be the jaw strength of it? It was kind of like during the time when Science Channel and Discovery were trying to get more and more salacious. So they did like a lot of documentaries on things like mermaids. Was starting to get a little like they were trying to compete with.
Well, there was a Megalodon documentary that they put out and. If you missed the very beginning, it said this is a dramatization, but they didn't, like, they skipped over it. So people thought it was a real documentary about a Megalodon. And it wasn't until after that they found out it was fake that people were just like, what? Discovery?
Yeah.
You just showed us a fake documentary?
Pissed. Yeah. Because it was like in fine print at the beginning.
Yeah.
This is just a dramatization.
Not an actual documentary.
But everybody had trusted the brand so hard that if you like tuned in just slightly late, like you're going to trust that this is real. And people think this is an actual giant. It was for Shark Week, right? Like,
yeah. And this whole.
There's a real Megalodon.
And so this experiment that we were talking about where Grant gets hurt, they had hired a special effects company that does all the like Universal Studios tours where they build these giant animatronic monsters. And so they were like, we need a giant animatronic set of jaws and the size of a Megalodon. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up these pneumatic cylinders to give the same bite power that a Megalodon would have. And then Carrie, Tori, and Grant are going to stick things into its jaws to see what would smash under this pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. That was a weird shoot because it was like we didn't do the work. We were just kind of like showing up for the experiment fun part and putting all kinds of crazy stuff in its mouth to watch it crunch. But one little excited crunch.
Well, let's explain. So the jaws were so big. The jaws were probably when they were wide open, they were about like 8 feet wide and 6 feet tall. Right. And so. We were on this platform to be right next to the jaw so we could shove things in its mouth and then they would slowly crush whatever we put in there. And like we put in a kayak and then we had a jet ski. And so, you know, so we were shoving in different things inside the jaws of this Megalodon. And then they were like, let's stick in a giant chunk of bead foam. And this bead foam was like 4 foot by 4 foot, 6 feet long. So we shove it in the mouth and it's like crushing this beep phone. I'll let you take it away from there.
I'm glad that you are explaining this because I doubt anybody saw this special. And if they did, it was a long time ago. It's not one that they rerun all the time because it was kind of goofy. And I think they got enough flack for the Megalodon experience. But when that bead foam was being crushed, it had sort of an explosion and it knocked Grant off the stage. So we've got a great slow-mo shot of Grant just flying off the platform. And he sprained his wrist and he had to spend like the rest of the season on Mythbusters in a wrist brace.
I think he broke his wrist.
Did he fully break it?
What happened was the foam didn't just get crushed instantly. It was like the jaws were pressing down on this foam. And so this tension was building up. And then all of a sudden there was like a breaking point where the foam just like gave in to the jaws. And so one of the chunks of foam that was outside of the mouth right next to Grant popped away from the jaws and launched Grant. Like it was like he got pushed off this 4 foot stage that we're standing on and he landed on the ground. I think he broke his arm and everyone was just like, what? Like this is where you get injured. Like you're on Mythbusters. You're doing the craziest stuff all the time. And you come out and help us for one day and we break your wrist.
You broke Grant. Come on, guys. This message is sponsored by Raycon, but it didn't need to be because honestly, I was using my Raycon earbuds this morning. If you're looking for a holiday gift that you actually can find useful, something that they will really like, Raycon earbuds are really cool. I wear mine to the gym. I need something that's not going to fall out of my ears while I'm climbing the stairs or lifting weights. And so I use mine all the time.
Sorry, did you just say you're lifting weights?
Why are you so shocked by that? I am a woman in perimenopause.
I can't picture that.
Heavy weights are important for
us. I'm just saying I can't picture that, but good for you. I'm just trying to picture you pumping iron like Arnold. What are you doing? Two more reps.
Well, actually, I've got my Raycon earbuds in, so it's more like I'm dancing. If you're looking for a holiday gift, I'm using the Raycon's Essential Open Earbuds because honestly, they're really good. I like the fact that you can play music, but still hear what's going on around you. I mean, Eye of the Tiger pretending to be Rocky running up those stairs when you're actually on a Stairmaster. It's essential.
These things they're so sleek. Look at this. You see that?
Yeah.
And then you just pop it in. It goes right on your ear. No trouble. Whoa. You're going to love these.
Regular earbuds kind of block everything out, so you can't hear someone that's calling your name or a car honking.
Yeah, or somebody following you while you're running.
Ugh. Exactly. So these Raycon ones just sit on the outside of your ear canal so that you get to like really clear sound, but you can also hear everything around you. I think it's way safer. The Essential Open Earbuds are here for the holiday season and they're selling fast. Raycon audio products are up to 20% off this holiday season.
Go to buyraycon.com/mythfitsopen to save on Raycon audio products site-wide.
Order by December 15th so that you can guarantee delivery by Christmas because great gifts shouldn't show up late.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You know what? I think one of the worst injuries that we ever encountered on Mythbusters was...
Are there any left? Are you kidding me? I feel like we've been talking for an hour.
This one was the gnarliest. It was when Jamie and I were working with liquid oxygen and Jamie had soaked a rag in it and he got a mallet, put it on the floor, and he was like, I'm going to see if I can make it explode. And so he hit it with as much force as he could. The rag exploded, but the explosion from this rag launched the mallet back at him and it cracked him in his forehead and he had this massive gash.
That, yes. Oh, also, the noise from that was unexpected, and our sound recordist had her earphones, which she called her cans. She had her earphones cranked all the way up because she was, you know, she was listening to, you know, trying to adjust for the sound, and it made her deaf in one ear.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
It popped so hard that from then on she couldn't hear anymore. And do you remember every shoot we were on after that? She'd be like, hold for an airplane.
Yeah, like, she would just, no, she couldn't hear anymore.
There's no airplane, Al. Your ears are ringing. Al.
We had a sound recordist who couldn't hear.
Oh, no, that was so bad.
But I remember getting, we were at the other shop, M7. They were at M5. And I remember we got the call that Jamie has been rushed to the hospital because he split his forehead open. And it was bad. Like, blood everywhere. They were just like, okay, get him in. They took him to this one hospital and the surgeon was about to start, but a plastic surgeon came in and they're like, nope, I'm going to do this surgery because if you guys just stitch him up, he's going to have like the gnarliest scar on his forehead, which he probably would have been okay with. But
that wouldn't look cool.
They had this like expert plastic surgeon who's like, you know, world renowned, and took him into the operating room, patched him up. But that was like one of those, dude, he could have killed himself.
You know, that's funny is, you know, the worst injuries that we've talked about are for Jamie. And like, he was the most cautious out of all of us. Yeah. Like, I feel like he was the one that was always like, no, guys, that's insane. Like, let's dial it back. And the worst injuries happened to him.
Yeah. But then he definitely had that. Let's see how far we can push it.
But yeah, that was invincible. That was the experimenting engineer in him. Like, he really should have been like Q for James Bond. Yeah. If there ever was going to be a human Q, it would be him.
Oh, this has been fun, Carrie. Oh my gosh. Like, recapping all the injuries. I love it.
I this is why we're trauma bonded. Burns and blood and all.
Yeah. Should we take a fan question?
We should do what we always do, take a MythFit fan question. You guys, if you want to keep submitting these to us, more and more I'm getting them through the website, getting them on Instagram. Like, definitely send a video of your fan questions.
And also, if there's a topic that you guys want us to talk about too, throw it at us, because like, we're open to anything.
I'm ready for this. We got another video fan question. Let it rock.
So, Mark McClinney here. Big fan since MythBusters. Punkin' Chunkin', saw you both in the Orville, and that's actually what my question is about. Have either of you ever been offered a role in TV or movie that you turned down, and why did you turn it down? Love your podcast. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
That's a great question.
That's funny. He remembered that we were on the Orville, like when we were as extras, where we were aliens. That was so fun.
So, Carrie, has there ever been a role that you turned down?
Oh, Hollywood just calls all the time. And I'm like, I am too busy to star in your movie.
There is one offer that we got, but we never took it up, which bums me out, is The Walking Dead. We got offered, after we did the episode with Greg Nicotero and KMB Studios, they made me up like a zombie. And they were like, anytime you guys want to come out to Georgia, we're filming, you know, we have a certain season, come out, we'll make you up and we'll put you in the foreground so that you're like, we recognize you. And we just never took them up on that offer because we were always busy with MythBusters.
Well, our schedule was gnarly. Like, we couldn't take time off of MythBusters for that. Like, we were working 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, there was no way we could have made it out there.
So the fans question, it was offered to us, but we didn't turn it down. We just never were able to do it. And that is like, to this day, I'm like, oh, why? I wanted to be in that show so bad.
I know. I loved that show. We missed our shot.
Yeah.
It's never too late, Tori. If I make my grand horror movie someday, I'll put you in the foreground of a good old zombie scene.
I love it.
I'm still writing Bite-tanic. It is it is the Titanic meets zombies, where, you know, Jack come back as a zombie because love never dies. Wouldn't that be good?
Kind of like Ghost Ship. Ghost Ship.
Yeah.
You ever see Ghost Ship?
Well, thank you, Mark, for that great question.
Yeah,
that was
an
awesome video question. Totally appreciate you bringing back the memories of that. I totally forgot some of these, but Orville was fun. I love that you brought that back up for us. So everybody, please keep sending in those questions.
Keep sending them
in. And like Tori
in.
Said, if you've got ideas for shows, if there's somebody
if
you want
to
see.
If you have a topic you want us to talk about or something we've missed, let us know. And oh, don't forget. You know, the holidays are right around the corner. We got merch. I got my Mythfits t-shirt on. Everybody, my dad's like, wait, you got t-shirts? I want one of those. So don't forget, get your t-shirts, get your sweatshirts, get your mugs, whatever.
All you Mythfits out there, start self-identifying so everybody knows you're a Mythfit too. With that, stay weird, Mythfits.
Stay weird.
Pioneer.